We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre America. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a good Friday. A little chilly out there, a little breezy out there. Let's see, the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center here at the studio says 15.2 here, but we'll see. Let's check out some temperatures in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. 61 degrees at Hollis, 60 at Hobart, 60 at Bessie, 58 at Putnam, 60 at Fairview, 54 at Buffalo, but at Beaver, it's 41 degrees, and Eva's even 34, so it's a little chilly up there out here in the Panhandle of Texas. 55 at Lipscomb, Miami's 57, McLean's 54, Childress 61, and Odell is 62. Oh, it's Friday. I'm excited, I think. You know, did you guys, I didn't get to talk about it yesterday because I had a guest on yesterday. So did you go get your penny news? It came out yesterday, but I was glancing through the Atwoods flyer that's in the penny news this week. And, you know, Christmas is, what, 12 days away? And I'll guarantee you, none of you have even started or you're even half done with your gifts. A couple things popped out. Most of them were the buy of the week. It's on the front page of that deal. 50% off on Levi's, slippers for the family, all the beanie caps, all the goodies for the dogs, all their treats and stuff like that. So if you need to get your puppies some Christmas gifts, they're half off. But I was glancing through there, and I found something that was very, very, very interesting. So, it says, buy this DeWalt 20-volt Bear Jump Starter, boost 12-volt car and truck batteries. It's got an LED light for roadside repairs. It's regularly $89. But it's on sale for $69.99. All right, and I know what you're saying now. Jimmy, that's $20. Well, yeah, it's $20. But it says also you'll get a free 20-volt max 5Ah battery to go with it. And I can tell you what that battery costs, about $150, $170. So if you go out there and buy one of these jump starters, you get a free 5Ah battery. That's $150 off. So you know what? That's about $170 savings. Free. Go get them. Go to any Atwoods. Buy them out. Just for the battery. Even if you don't use the jump starter. So that got my attention. So I wanted to share that with you. If you don't believe me, go get a penny news. It's right there in that Atwoods insert there. Okay. I wanted to share this with you. One of our listeners. I love sharing stuff from a listener. And this one caught me off guard. And you guys know that I'm big fan of our law enforcement officers and stuff. But this one kind of caught me off guard. And this is for real. I'm going to read you the text I got from this listener. He says, I didn't get a chance to text into your show yesterday, but I have a story for you that you can share on the show if you want. Tuesday, I had to go into Texas, and I had a feed sack on the back of my pickup secured to my cake box feeder with magnets that I put my net wrap in. It blew off my pickup, so I stopped to pick it up. A Texas state trooper pulled up behind me asking if I needed any help. I told him no, that I had a bag of net wrap blow off my pickup, and I just stopped to pick it up. He wrote me a ticket for littering. I tried to argue with him about it, and he said he could write me another ticket for unsecured load, and it would be about twice as much. I haven't called the county judge yet to see about getting it thrown out. Moral of the story, Make damn sure everything is secure on the back of your pickup before crossing the state line south of Frederick. So I said, for real? He said, unfortunately, yes, for real. He said, I was totally shocked. I could see it blow off, and I kept driving, and he had pulled me over. But I stopped and got out of my truck, walked back, and picked it up when he pulled up. How about that? I bet if that happened over in Wheeler County, I bet that wouldn't have happened. But anyway, that's hard to believe. Just don't know. Seems crazy. All right. Let's see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Yes, thank you, Roy. Roy texted in to me, said AH means amp hour. So the 5 amp hour is a good battery. It's a big, thick battery. I know that much. It's a good battery. But that's a pretty good deal. You going to go buy some, Roy? Anyway, soybeans futures were lower in overnight trading amidst disappointing export sales. Sales of U.S. beans totaled 1.17 million metric tons in the 7 days that ended on December 5th. The Department of Agriculture said in a report, that's down 49% from the previous week and 42% from the previous four-week average. China was a big buyer at 755,000 tons, followed by Spain, 245,000 tons, Mexico, 156,000 tons. Grain sales also plunged week to week. Corn sales dropped to 946,000 tons. That's down from 45% from the prior week and 32% from the average. Wheat sales come in at 290,000 metric tons. That was down 23% and 31% from the previous week and average, respectively. It's not all bad news on the export front, though. However, as overseas buyers since the start of the marketing year on September 1st have agreed to purchase 37.3 million tons of soybeans, up 12% year over year. Corn sales since the beginning of September now stand at 35.1 million metric tons. That's up 29%. Wheat sales since the start of the grains marketing year on June 1st are at almost 16 million metric tons, and that's up 10% year over year. Overnight, soybean futures for January delivery fell 4 cents to $9.92 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost 210 to $287.40 a short ton, and soybean oil was up 0.12 cents to 42.79 cents a pound. Corn futures for March delivery declined a half a penny to 4.43 a bushel. Wheat futures for March delivery rose a penny and a quarter to 5.59 and three quarters cents a bushel, while Kansas City futures gained a penny and a quarter also to 5.64 a bushel. U.S. wheat exports are forecast to jump year over year amidst weaker exports from Russia and the European Union, according to the USDA in a monthly wheat outlook report released yesterday. Shipments of the grain likely will total 850 million bushels in the 24-25 marketing year that ends on May 31st. That's up from the previous outlook of 825 million bushels, well ahead of the previous 707 million bushels. From June through October, wheat exports were reported 366 million bushels, up 35% from the same time frame last year, according to the USDA in its outlook report. The average farm price for wheat is $5.60 based on prices reported to the USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service, the NAS, and expectation for prices through the end of May. Future prices have declined slightly in improvements in winter wheat conditions, but global ending stocks are still projected at a 9-year low. Any crazy weather going on in our ag belt? A rare ice storm warning has been issued for several counties in east central Iowa, is all I'm seeing. Eastern Nebraska and western Iowa, mixed precipitation is forecast as ice and snow falls. Snow and ice are expected to begin mid-Friday and last into Saturday morning. Other than that, I did get a report from two different people, and this is crazy. If anybody went outside and looked up in the sky lately with all the jet trails, That's what's causing our dry weather, according to some reports I've had. I mean, there's airplane trails everywhere. A lot of traveling going on today. So if you think why it's dry in western Oklahoma and the eastern Texas panhandle, look no further than up in the blue skies with all the trails going back and forth. It's the video I seen, I didn't get to go outside and look at it, but whew, there's a lot of them. All right, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 6th. 2,779 head were sold. 13 head of steers at 420 brought 397.50. 12 at 460 brought 347.50. 4 at 495 brought 345. 5 at 545 brought 317.50. 24 at 763 brought 244.50. 6 head of heifers at 423 brought 328. 13 at 503 brought 289. 8 at 593 brought 255. 5 at 640. 46 brought 237, 8 at 728 brought 229.50, 30 at 792 brought 224, butcher cows were 30 to 140, butcher bulls 94 to 148, red cows were 1275 to 2925, pairs brought 2400 to 3475, Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Canadian, Texas, 58 degrees, humidity's 39, dew point 34. The winds are out of 7 out of the south at 11 miles per hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 30 miles an hour. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes. 8-inch soil temperature in Canadian is 45 degrees. All right, I got a question for you guys. Here's a question to win a Wheeler General Store rain gauge. And it is a really nice rain gauge, by the way. Here's a question. You ready? So text your answer in to 580-225-9697 with your name. I won't announce your name on the as a winner. I'll take the fourth correct answer. If you want to get a dog that can tell time, what kind of dog would you get? If you want to get a dog that can tell time, what kind of dog would you get? Fourth person with the correct answer. How's that? 580-225-9697 is the Ag Hotline. Send me some answers. All right, let's see what the grains are doing right now. Man, that needs to update in the worst way. Let me see if it'll update. It's way behind, like almost an hour. There we go. She's updated. March corn, 440, down 3 1/4. May, 447, down 3 1/4. Soybeans for January, 986, down 9. March is 993, down 9 3/4. Soybean meal, January, 286.30, down 320. March is 293.10, down 360. Soybean oil for January, 42.53, down 14. Hard red winter wheat, March 556, down 6.5. May is 564, down 6. Cotton is down 80 for July of next year at 71.46. West Texas intermediate crude oil, January 71.19, up $1.17. Natural gas, January 327, down 18. NASDAQ's in the green. The S&P and the Dow are all in the red. Let's go back up here. Live cattle, not too bad. February live cattle, 191.62, up 77. April, 192.67, up 50. Feeders for January, 257.55, down 80. March is 257.52, down 105. April, 258.37, down 85. Lean hogs, February, 85.95, up 147. Man, they must be having a good sale at Elk City Auction Barn, Livestock Auction Barn. When I come by there this morning, that parking lot was full, and all I could think of is how farmers and ranchers park in a parking lot that doesn't have stripes. It looked like a Walmart parking lot with shopping carts scattered everywhere. There was no organization to that parking lot going on whatsoever. So if you get a chance, go see my favorite lady out there at the sale barn, Miss Kay. Order one of her cheeseburgers or get her special that her and the ladies fix up every Friday. They would appreciate it. Now, you might have to sit next to somebody that's chewing tobacco and spitting it in a cup, but it's good food. So go check them out. I'm going to stop by there and see how the sale's going, because what I'm seeing from other sales, it's crazy. I was reading in the Penny News with Mr. Jerry Nine, and here's his deal that he wrote in here. I want to read a little bit of this for you. I don't think I've ever seen the wheat grow like it has these past 6 weeks, and that's not the first time I've heard that, particularly where it looked like we were not going to have any fall wheat pasture. Now you can see the fields that are very lush. At the end of November, the United States closed the Mexican border due to the new world screwworm. It has been around for around 80 years, but was eradicated in the 1960s, but it's back in Mexico. The U.S. was expected to import 1.5 million head of cattle this year. If this remains closed until the end of the year, this could reduce that total by 300,000 head, or a decline of 18% in annual imports. Some cattle feeders are thinking we could see $2 a pound fat cattle. Others are not that optimistic. Add 10 bucks per hundred weight to the market, and we are there. And what I'm seeing, it's creeping there. It's what, for February, 191.62? It's getting closer. Let's see here. With some of the prices I've seen the past week, they had better hope that we had have a very good market. I saw a group of black heifers winged with shots that weighed 433 pounds, brought 360 per hundred weight. Just in case your calculator doesn't work, That's $1,558 per head. I saw 82 black heifers off the cow that weighed $532 pound, 32 pounds, not 532 pounds, that brought $318 per hundred weight. That's $1,691.76 per head. Maybe I am lucky that I have quite a few lightweight cattle already bought, or better yet, maybe I'm lucky that I have several fields that were too dry early and finally got some rain, so the wheat isn't big enough to graze just yet. Anyway, that's some words from Mr. Jerry Nye for you guys to chew on. Let's see if anybody's... Oh, wow, look at you guys go. You're a lot of... participation today. Let's check it out. All right, let's see who the winner is. I got a winner here. Okay, I'm gonna notify the winner, and you guys are everybody but two people got it right. Well, one guy double answered. His first one was wrong though. So my question was, what do you call a dog that you want that can tell time? If you wanted to get a puppy and you wanted to tell time, what would you call it? Everybody but two people got it right. It's a watchdog. That's the answer. And I will notify the people that won that rain gauge, and it'll be out front after my show, and you pick it up. I got a few people not picking up their prizes. Not very many. Everybody picks up their beef sticks, that's for sure. I got a couple of sets of gloves up front and a one ring gauge from about 2 weeks ago. I'll let them set up there a couple of weeks. If you don't pick them up, I'm going to give them back away. So anyway, one guy says an earache dog. One guy says female. And the rest of them got it right. 15 people got it right. Watchdog. All right. Okay, let's go ahead and take, before we take a break, let me tell you about the Wheeler General Store. Still looking for deer corn? Because it's still deer season. The Wheeler General Store is fully stocked with corn, attractants, game cameras, feeders, and much, much more. While you're looking for hunting accessories, be sure to check out all their different meat seasonings, Elk Creek, Meat Church, and Traeger, just to name a few. Feed season is right around the corner. It's actually here. The Wheeler General Store has been a Hi-Pro dealer for 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, Kansas, and New Mexico. For prices, contact the one and only Mr. Nathan Heffley at 806-826-5531. The Wheeler General Store is located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas. And always they looking forward to serve you. I'm going to throw this out there because I've seen this on Oklahoma hunting pages. So the license changed in the state of Oklahoma this year. All your deer tags are in one license. If you bought a for rifle season, rifle tag, it includes your antlers, your holiday antlers deer. It's in that tag. If you got a lifetime license, you don't have to worry about any of the stuff I'm talking about. But with your new licenses they come out with this year for what, $36, you get six deer, pretty darn cheap. You can, I think it's two does that you can shoot during the holiday antler season. I know for one for sure, but maybe two. But you don't have to have any other deer tags. You got to have your hunting license. Don't forget that. And them deer tags are good until the 15th of January. And then deer season's over by then anyway, unless you get your boat tag. All right, let's go ahead and take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pit. pivot. Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll put a sheet on it every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon. Put a sheet on it. Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles. Put a sheet on it. Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry, put a sheet on it
with Bounce. I think every customer wants to be treated like they're the only customer. They want to be treated with respect. At First National Bank, every customer is important to us. Every customer does matter to us. And we try to treat each customer with respect and humanity. It doesn't matter if you have $2 million or $2, you're treated the same with respect and honesty. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Cattlemen's Congress in the heart of cattle country is a lot more than just a cattle show. See for yourself January 4th through the 16th at the fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. The newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer will be there. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and provides sale of elite genetics, something for every operation. Enjoy the commercial cattleman's luncheon January 9th at 11 a.m. with the commercial female replacement sale at 1 p.m. For a full schedule and sale information, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, man, I got some funny listeners. Oh, I can tell you. I'll share some of their responses here in this second. Let's check out some ag weather in northwestern Oklahoma. Let's go to Alva. Currently at Alva, it's 60 degrees. Dew point's 46. Humidity's 60. The winds are out of the south at 19 with wind gust up to 25. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 42 degrees. Sunset at 519. Mostly cloudy. Cloudy, 60 degrees, Friday night, 35, tomorrow, 62, and west winds, not too bad tomorrow, looks like 6 to 15 miles an hour, wind gusts, maybe up to 20. Here we go. I'll share some of these. This is, what do you call a deaf dog? It doesn't matter what you call him, he isn't going to come anyway. Also, what about a clocker spaniel? Never heard of one of those. So, anyway. Oh, Funny guys. Hay scams, guys. There's some hay scams going around. This is a story out of Montana and Wyoming, but I've heard of some of them going on around Texas. So you never know what's going to happen. So sometimes the victims of one man's scams and bad intentions aren't actually people at all. Victims can be places too, such as the case of this West Kansas town of Logan. Already well known as the cow and calf capital of the Prairie State, Logan is making headlines differently these days. Jory Parks, who has ties to Logan and plans to return there, according to court records, has been convicted of scamming Wyoming and Montana ranchers out of hay and cash. The U.S. District Court in Billings, Montana, sentenced Parks in November. Parks was sentenced to 5 years probation and is to pay $100,000 in restitution to his victims. Park, court officials said, exploited the trust and the desperate circumstances of five Wyoming and Montana ranchers who needed hay in the drought year of 2021. Parks was operating his own trucking company at the time and used the business for his con, taking money for transporting hay he never delivered as ranchers struggled to feed their cattle on dryland pasture. Parks used social media and more to request down payments for shipments that never arrived. Now that Parks has been ordered to pay restitution as a part of his probation agreement, sources say Parks may face trouble getting work upon his return. News of the conviction has reached the town, which is close-knit and primary hires in agriculture. Logan is an ag-based community, says Jim Ashmore, farmer and a native of the area. Logan is a clean town, a very nice town. People are nice and people are genuine. It's a great community. Logan has approximately 500 residents, many of whom live in the community for generations. Picking up where he left off may not be so easy for Parks now that he has a criminal conviction on his record. His return concerns Sundance, Wyoming rancher Catalina Fife, one of Parks' victims. I do not believe for a minute that he will ever pay anyone. I mean, who's going to hire him? Parks had been ordered to pay her approximately $38,000 in restitution, making her the largest victim of the scam. The $38,000 figure represents her original losses from 2021, along with the cost of replacement hay. She testified that she hired Parks to transport hay she had already purchased out of state, and when she followed up, she found that Parks had sold much of the load to a hay broker. In the end, she received roughly half the hay she paid for. She remembers the time as frightening. She was pregnant with her first child and feeling overwhelmed with her circumstances. Man, he picked the wrong person, lady to pick on then, huh? I went from being very comfortable and happy and excited about my pregnancy to becoming completely devastated. Am I going to have somewhere to live? Will I be able to put diapers on my kids? All because of the things that one evil man did, and also absolutely had no problem taking all that money. She ranches with her father, Wes Butts. The ranch is still feeling the sting of Park's action. Costly bloodlines established through AI were lost as she and her father reduced the herd by 25% in order to make ends meet. The other impacts to be endured, I put all my life savings into that hay. It's completely changed my life, and then not only the original loss, but I also had to double down on my debt just to feed my cows that winter. More victims. She's met Parks through social media, and she's also using social media to help other victims. Believing Parks to have committed many schemes over time, she established a private Facebook group, hoping to network with other victims. Today, the group has 500 members on it. This man's been a lot of places, and so I'm certain there are a lot more people out there. We just haven't found them. The Facebook group helped the FBI find the 2021 victims in Montana that were part of the case with Hirsch. The effort to hold Parks accountable is ongoing. How about that? That's too bad. Why do people do that? Why do they do that? I can see a buddy scamming a buddy out of $20 on a bet. But, man, that's a $100,000 worth of hay. He went and picked it up. And one thing I would say from that deal is, if I was buying hay from somebody in away from my area, and I knew my truck driver really, really well, that's one thing. But I would think we'd have to make different payment arrangements to make sure that the person I was buying the hay seller from got his money, and that guy picked the hay up and that hay got delivered. That's I don't know. There's all kinds of ways of getting around that deal there. So just watch out, man. There's been cattle scams going on, hay scams going on. Just be careful with what you're doing. It'd be tough for me to buy hay or not necessarily not buy hay off of Facebook, because there's a lot of good hay for sale on Facebook, but just got to be careful with what you're doing. All right, before we go to break, equipment prices, all making the news lately. Have you guys noticed that? Off the ag website, why buying used equipment could make sense this year. And we're almost to the end of the year. If you haven't spent your money you need to, if you did make money for taxes, the fleet industry, Todd Well joins Top Producer Podcast to share some of the smart purchases he's seeing farmers make. With tight margins upon us, you might think purchasing equipment is a smart move during the year-end planning season. But Todd Well, business developer leader at Honor on Our Ag, believes otherwise. He joins the Top Producer Podcast with Paul Niffner. If you guys don't know who Paul Niffner is, he's probably one of the smartest accountants out there, CPAs in the ag world, to share why continuing to replace your fleet could be a smart move for some operations. We see a lot of growers going to auctions and the used market to get the 1 to 2 euro asset. It's making sense as interest rates are coming down. Well explains, replacing the asset and bringing more depth to your operation doesn't seem like the right thing to do, but it's probably one of the smartest things to do. Okay? He says there's a lot of pent-up demand on the marketplace that stems from high-priced equipment over the past few years. However, there's been a drop in the price of used equipment more recently. There was the expectation that there going to be a correction, and the ones who go through these corrections get some of the good deals we'll see in 2 to 3 years, that it was a brilliant move, he said. Well, anticipates the current financial cycle the industry is in the last between 18 and 24 months, depending on weather, the farm bill, et cetera, et cetera. With the trend will come lower production. The manufacturers will cut back. 25 and 26 will have lower production, and there will be a gap there. It will probably be in 2027 before it ramps up again. But don't expect a repeat of what came from the lower production volumes during the pandemic just yet. There's enough inventory out there holding the equipment market together. There wasn't any inventory 2 years ago. Dealers will have some used equipment, and there will be some good deals out there. He doesn't think there will be a 5-year drought. Yeah. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll come back and finish up the show.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, I'm Sean Baldwin with Sooty Tunes Audio and Tent in Elk City. As hot as it gets around here for tent, I recommend the premium ceramic film that provides ultimate heat rejection. It works for cars, boats, ATVs, and even home or commercial buildings. And with professional installation, you'll get maximum results. Plus, I sell and install full audio and remote starting systems. Gift certificates are available through December 31st. Get 20% off any installed components or services. Stop by 3520 West 3rd Street in Elk City, or find Sooty Tunes online, spelled X-O-O-N-I-E-T-U-N-E-S. Find me on Facebook or just Google Audio and win a tent near me.
Hi, I'm Gary Owens, the owner of Galleria Furniture. Let us help you find your perfect mattress at the perfect price. Save on our entire line of spring air mattresses. Get 28% off any spring air mattress, including the copper and reserve line. And remember, we'll beat any competitor's price or it's yours for free. Come shop Western Oklahoma's largest furniture and appliance store, right next to Tractor Supply in Elk City.
This Christmas, be sure and visit Dameron Jewelers in downtown Elk City and enjoy savings throughout the store. You'll find Western Oklahoma's finest selection of diamonds, plus custom jewelry pieces, Fossil, Baby G, G-Shock, and Citizens men's and women's watches, unique gift ideas, and more. Holiday hours will be open every Monday through Saturday after Thanksgiving through December 21st. Open Sunday, December 22nd from 1 to 5 and Christmas Eve from 9 to 4. Remember, this holiday season, shop local, shop smart, shop Dameron Jewelers in downtown Elk City, where they're famous for diamonds.
The ribeye is Angus beef, and they use a special method to cook it, so you might not need your knife. Then it's topped with garlic-infused clarified butter and seared. It tastes as good as it looks. Their goal is perfection. Dry Creek Steakhouse and Lodge in Leedy, on Dewey Street, 3 blocks south of the gym.
Open Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday for lunch, the first and third weekends of each month.
The website is drycreeksteakhouse.com. This is what happens when ranchers cook steak.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
If you're a hard-working farmer or rancher in need of a hard-working off-road vehicle, then Lipscomb Power Sports in Wichita Falls has the Can-Am side-by-sides you need to navigate your land and get your business done with big year-end closeout savings on popular Commander, Maverick, and Defender models. Plus, with tax code 179, your business can immediately deduct the cost of your new Can-Am UTV this holiday season. Save more at Lipscomb Power Sports in Wichita Falls and LipscombPowerSports.com between now and year-end.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Oh, man, come on. All right, let me try this again. There we go. I got her all fired up now. Hollis, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden, Southwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update. 63 at Hollis, 44 at Dew Point. 44 is the dew point. Humidity's 51. The winds are out of the south-southwest at 15 with wind gusts up to 20. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 45 degrees. Sunset at 5:29. Increasing clouds today and 66 for a high today. Tonight, partly cloudy and 37. Sunny and 66 tomorrow. How about that? All right. I want to talk a little bit about hunting with you guys. Finish up the show today. Mainly about female hunters. I got this article from my mother-in-law and father-in-law up in Billings, and I think this must have come out of the Enid Daily or whatever the newspaper is at Enid. A research collaboration between Oklahoma State University and the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation is helping increase the number of female hunters in the state. The ODWC reached out to Audrey King, OSU Assistant Professor of Agriculture Communications and State Extension Specialist for Digital Media, about developing focus groups on women interested in the sport to explore ways to grow the number of women who hunt. King launched the project in 2021, asking Oklahoma women what barriers kept them from hunting and what communication channels they prefer for marketing and hunting. For marketing hunting. How's that? A diverse group of women were represented in the study, such as current license holders, lapsed license holder, bow hunters, and gun hunters. Scheduling and caring for a family, child care, and working on everybody else's schedule is a big barrier for women in our study, King said. Most of the women like the ideal of connection, but one of the barriers they say faced was finding female mentors in the hunting space. Then there was biological barriers, such as the fact that much of the hunting clothes for women put fashion over function. King said the lack of available hunting gear for women and the cost of gear were other challenges. Women also have different motives for wanting to hunt than men. Can't wait to get to that part. Many men traditionally like to be alone when they hunt and like to trophy hunt, said Sarah Kane, a graduate student in the OSU Department of Natural Resources, Ecology, and Management. However, many women express a preference for hunting with their family and in groups, and they like the idea of gathering their own meat. They don't always care about the taxidermy part of it, getting their, I got my big buck, I'm going to get him mounted today. They care more about having the meat for the year. Heather DeMoral, I hope I said that right, a communication and education technician with the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation, said she started hunting 11 years ago when she arrived at ODWC. I love being outside. I love the quality time it gives me and my friends and family. I go hunting alone a lot, so sometimes I think about when I get the deer, I'm going to have to drag that deer and load it myself. I also process the meat myself, so it can be a lot of work. Sometimes that just keeps me from it, and just making the time is probably my other big barrier. Since the survey, the ODWC has implemented programs and marketing based on King's research results, such as a family-controlled hunts that allow women to sign up with a partner and children in groups up to four. One, our first family hunt was offered back in 2023 at Cross Timbers Wildlife Management Area, said Betsy York, a human specialist with the ODWC. Women interviewed were highly satisfied with the experience. This year, the department expanded the family-focused hunting events to additional wildlife management areas for three special family hunts. That's pretty cool. I love doing research that is applied and practical and seeing the fruits that has been amazing. That is part of our land grant mission, King said. I love that I got to give a voice to some amazing women. King and Kang agree that the nature of the research was very rewarding. With Kane looking at the results from the natural resource perspective and King studying the data from a social science perspective. Coming out of my master's, she said, is important for me to understand the social perspective and natural resources because in any job, I will be working with people and I want to understand their perspectives and motivations when interacting with natural resources. I would not have gotten that experience if it hadn't been for research. How cool is that? That's pretty cool to get to draw out for a family hunt. That's pretty amazing. I know at Quail Forever, we did some stuff 4 or 5 years ago on trying to get more women involved in quail hunting. And it's been tough. I'm not going to lie. We're not done. I'm not giving up on it. It's just been tough. Most women, and I'm not saying this in a bad way or meaning it in a bad way, most women don't want to deal with bird dogs, so training them. There's some out there. I know some very good women upland game hunters that have their own bird dogs. I'm going to see it right, but it's a really, really small percentage if you compare it to the other guys. And like I said, when you just one of those deals, it's tough to get women interested in quail hunting. Deer hunting, that's a whole different ballgame. And they, you know, hubby's going to hook that woman up, going to have her a stand that's enclosed with windows, with a heater in it, and all that good stuff. That's different. Quail hunting's a whole different ball game. You're going to put 7, 8, 9 miles a day on your feet when you're out quail hunting. So if there was any way possible to try to get women, more women involved in upland game hunting, I want to hear about it. I need to know. We need more women hunting out in the field. And yes, you got to have a bird dog. It helps. You don't have to, but it really, really helps. Or you can hook up with the right people that already got the dogs. If you are interested in quail hunting and you're a female, but you don't want to, you just want to go once or twice a year, give me a shout here. I'm sure I can hook you up with the right person to go out quail hunting. It's pretty it's pretty fun. I think I just love to go watch the dogs work. It's amazing how the dogs are. Let's check out some harvest reports statewide, some update, because we're getting, we got what, 15, 30 days left for bow hunting, and we got the holiday doe season come up. Let's check out some more. I haven't checked in after the final count was done after rifle season. Let's start with, there's Beaver County, 438 total antlers and antlered deer have been harvested. Beckham County, 1,516 deer. Blaine County, where are you at? You're right below, 948. Caddo County, 2,135 head. Let's see here. Cotton County, yep, I got some listeners down in Cotton County. 568 deer harvested in that county. Custer County, what you got? 891. Dewey County, 18, is that right? Nope, that's Delaware. Dewey County is 1,170. Ellis County, 984. Garfield, 1,084. Harmon, oh, well, we got Greer, 686 head harvested so far to season. Harmon is 686. Harper County, I'm sorry, Harmon County is 479, and Harper County's 472. I had those switched around there. Who else? Jackson County. We got Jackson County is 793. Kingfisher County, 1,005. We got one more page. Hang on here. Not very many on that next page. There we go. Kiowa County, 771. Love County, 850. Who's more? Noble County. I got listeners in Noble, 1,337. Osage County, 4,556. They were the winners this year, it looks like. I think, excuse me, Texas County, 153. I know I got Washtenaw County, 595. Woodward County, 1,151. Pretty good deer harvest. So far, 108,137 deer have been harvested so far this year. Let's see what the total was last year. Bear with me a second. I want to see what the total was last year. View report. Computer's working good. All right. One more page here. Bear with me here. Page two. There it is. 122,397 head were harvested last year. Man, you guys are going to have to pick it up here in the next 3 to 4 weeks on bow hunting and the holiday doe season to get that done in a hurry. All right, real quick before we go, show's over. We was talking about equipment earlier. It says here new sales for in the U.S., sales of tractors dropped 14.5% in November compared to the same point time last year, according to the AEM. November sales of ag tractors and combines followed the same pattern of the last few months of softness in the market. This is the new market. Total farm tractor sales for November was 11,003. That's down 14.5% from last year. Tractor sales are broken down by horsepower in this range. Sale for two-wheel drive sub 40 horsepower tractors was down 10%. Sales for two-wheel drive 40 to 100 horsepower tractors in November were down 13.6% with 3,009 sales this year. sales for two-wheel drive, 100 horsepower plus tractors in November was down 37%, was 787 sales, and sales for four-wheel drive tractors were down 40.8% in November with 167 sales compared to 282 last year. Combines for self-propelled was down 46.7% in November with 145 sales made this year compared to 272 last year. AEM reports 5,120 combines were sold as of November. That's down 24% from last year's 6,746 combines sold. That's it. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless you, and you guys have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.